All right, let me jump over here to the Right Side Way monologue. And I got to ask you, as I start this thing, have you ever been in one of those endless loops of things that just don't make any sense? The kind where you feel like you're sort of like in one of those bad dreams where you showed up late for class, but you forgot to wear pants and you didn't know there was a test and nobody gave you a straight answer. I hate those dreams. You know, you've all had those dreams. But as much as I hate those dreams, I hate it even more when ridiculous circumstances in real life are brought on by other people's ridiculous inability to cope or act or lead. And that's the reason why life's got to be hard. Look, that, my friends, is where we've been for the last 4 years. In an endless loop of jackassery. A truly endless perpetual loop of jackassery foisted on us by people who cannot cope or act or lead. And so our life became their plaything as they experimented with culture and politics and finances and endless loop of jackassery. It reminds me of a trip, by the way, that Charlene and I took when we were in our first few years of marriage. I mean, it felt like something out of a bad dream. Now, I've had some humbling flight arrangements in my time, but nothing beats the time that Charlene and I flew to Colorado. We were young, in our early 20s. We were the epitome of poor newlyweds. We were on a staff of a ministry called Young Life, and it was time for a staff conference. Well, we never got to go anywhere. So the chance to go to Colorado, to fly there no less, felt very grown up, I'll be honest. Kind of rich. So the National Young Life office made our flight arrangements, and they FedExed us the tickets. I got them, verified the itinerary. We made our plans to fly out of Atlanta. Awesome. I hate Atlanta, but that's where we went. So we were making the drive to Hartsfield International Airport in Atlanta, and Charlene asked me, "What airline are we on?" You know, I actually didn't even know. So she pulled out the folder where I had all the tickets and the trip info, and the next thing I know, she's looking at me going, "Mark Air? What's Mark Air? And there's no seat numbers, Phil. What kind of jackleg flight do you have us on?" Well, I didn't know. I just told her it'd be fine. I didn't make the arrangements. Young Life made them. But anyway, so the young neophyte travelers, we got to the airport and realized how vast Hartsfield is. Holy cow. And of course, Mark Air has the last possible baggage check-in location. So we're running late. So I asked the lady at the ticket desk. I said, "Ma'am, are they going to serve a meal on this flight?" And she stared at me with this blank stare like a cow chewing cud. And she says, "You've never flown Mark Air before, have you?" And she handed us a coupon for fast food. And thus it began. So we started the epic trek, a half-mile walk to a 10-minute train ride to another half-mile walk to the last gate in the last terminal. And y'all, we were about exhausted the time we got to our gate. But then as we approached it, Charlene and I noticed the line of people. Nobody was sitting down at the terminal gate. Oh, no, no. They were all standing, like 150 or more. And as we walked up to become the last people in line, I said, "This is crazy. Why is everyone standing here?" And a guy turned around in front of us in a defeated tone. He goes, "Oh, you've never flown Mark Air before." Apparently, it was like a first come, first serve. I mean, what? So by now, Charlene's glaring at me. "I'm sure we're going to get on, honey." At which point, the guy next to me said, "Oh, you've never flown Mark Air before." It was like some strange mantra being chanted over and over by the depressed masses of Mark Air captives. And then the guy follows up by saying, "Yeah, I've flown Mark Air a dozen times. I've never sat by the folks that I was with." Well, to make it even more fun, the flight was oversold. How do you oversell? At which point, another lady turned around and said, "Oh, you've never flown Mark Air before." So apparently overselling was like a classic Mark Air move. Oh, man. This thing's a total nail-biter. But lo and behold, we did make it on. And we actually sat by each other. On the back row by the toilets. You know, the seat on the airplane you get stuck with because it's the only ones left. The seat on the very, very, very back row that's pressed up against the wall of the lavatory so you can't lean back at all. You know, the same seat that people have to come to and stand there right next to you in your personal space waiting for the door of the restroom. And every time they open the door, you get a big whiff of chemical blue water that only comes from an airplane toilet. That's it, man. Back row by the toilets. The ultimate in not first class. The most humble of all flight accommodations. The kind where you feel like the airline ought to pay you to sit there. But if you've ever been stuck in airport purgatory and they tell you you have one seat available, it's on the back row by the toilet, you know you jump on it like a spider monkey on a donut. So we made it. And we're together. And as the flight got underway, neither one of us having eaten anything because we couldn't risk getting out of the boarding line, I made the comment, "Don't worry, honey, I'll ask for some extra peanuts or something from the stewardess." And I kid you not, The other guy to our left on the back row by the toilets leaned over and says, "Oh, you've never flown Mark Air before." It was like the phrase of the day. He went on to tell us everything costs money. You got to pay the stewardess for peanuts, Cokes, coffee, water, all of it in cash, by the way. And let's just say they were not running any discount specials. So yeah, 10 bucks later, we had two soft drinks and some pretzels. Nothing made sense. Everything was more painful than it should have been. But eventually we got to Colorado. Wow. I mean, the trip actually went really well, despite the foibles of a jackleg airline called Mark Air. And the epilogue for this story, by the way, is that apparently Mark Air went into bankruptcy that same year. Within 24 months, all of its assets had been liquidated. It joined the ranks of failed airlines in U.S. aviation history. And I'll be honest with you, the failure of Mark Air was not their discounted ticket prices or their airfare fleet or even their staff per se. It was this ostentatious and completely insensitive manner in which they made every aspect of traveling more painful than it had to be. And that, my friends, is my point. I am looking back right now on the past 4 years, and I cannot help but think that there are folks in positions of authority who made everything about our lives way more painful than it had to be. I mean, really. We've been passengers on the most awful left-wing airlines, it seems like, and every one of us has been stuck in the backseat by the toilets. Over the past 4 years, the advancements of government into our lives have accelerated at levels never seen before. And yet, government always seemed bloated and less efficient, even to the point of being dangerously and ridiculously inefficient. The progressive left was empowered to do all they could think of. I mean, as if our very culture was one big laboratory rat for their experiments. Gender fluidity? Sure. Soft on crime? Why not? Spend taxpayer money on retooling the private sector auto industry? Sure, of course. The border is secure, you silly cretins. We don't care how many illegals are flooding your streets. Thank you, sir. May I have another? The economy's great. The electric vehicle's awesome. China's our friend. Riots are largely peaceful protests. I mean, you name it. They felt entitled to try it, or at least lie about it. It's been 4 years of an anything-goes, nothing-is-off-the-limits left-wing smorgasbord, and we were the main course. And don't you dare speak up about it, by the way. Blame and shame on you if you dare to espouse the opinion that the left might be wrong. Don't even think about having a differing opinion. How dare you speak of traditional values and conservative principles? Who are you to ask questions? And if you ask questions, you're among the unclean, barely worthy of the government that is doing all it can to give you a backseat by the toilets. But by God, we took it back. By God, we took it back. As surely as Mark Air went bankrupt in record time because its service was awful, the people of America spoke up and said, "Stop the madness." Look, this nation is filled with solid people who will rally to a cause and do what is needed, until you tell them they have no free will or no choices, and at that point you lose your audience. Mark Air was a failed airline, not because it couldn't fly planes. It was a failed airline because it punished its passengers for daring to buy a ticket on their flight. The Democrats and their newly shaved head 4B radical base lost because at every turn, they seemed determined to punish the American people in the middle of an already difficult time. It's like, for the past 4 years, every seat on the left-wing airline is a back row by the toilet. And now, just like good old Mark Air, they're finally out of business. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.